Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls.
Here's how it is. Terrestrial radio got used up, so we moved out to the internet and terraformed a whole new form of radio. Podcasting. Some rich and flush with new comedy, some not so much. The celebrities formed the networks, waged war to bring everyone under their rule. A few idiots tried to fight it. We were among them. I'm Corey Cook, recorder of the Shy Kids. She's a conversation podcast, comedy class. Got a good crew, jokesters, storytellers, an idiot. We even got picked up by a network for some reason, and got some listener companions. There's a doctor, too. Put his genius Let's Play videos out on some network, so he's trying to keep a high profile. You understand. You got a joke? We can do it. Don't much care what it is. We are the Shy Kids.
You take my pod, you take my cast, you make it so it fuck my ass.
Shy kids.
Welcome to the Shy Kids Podcast. My name is Corey.
My name's Dean.
You had me doing the fucking voice. My name's Doc.
My name's Doc. I'm going to do the whole show like this.
How you guys doing tonight?
You're like Munchkin Tom Likas.
I like you.
You're listening to the only show.
We're the Munchkins of the Woman Hating Guild.
Yeah.
It's Flash Friday. Whip them out, ladies.
Turn on those headlines.
Yeah. The yellow tit road.
How you guys doing tonight?
Good. We're back after a week off.
We took a week off for personal time. I took a vacation.
Yep.
I did. I went up to Tahoe.
I cried into a pillow.
Well, however you'd like to spend your time off is your prerogative.
Yeah. I masturbated into a pillow.
Oh.
Hope it wasn't the same one.
Well, I cried at the same time, so, you know.
That pillow is double salted.
We got a few tweets while we were off.
Tweets.
Tweets.
That's our tweet theme song. Tweets.
Tweets.
Kingcraft, at Kingcraft.
I know Kingcraft.
K1NGcraft. I think he's commenting on your sonic screwdriver.
My beverage?
Yes.
My alcoholic beverage.
Your drunk doc beverage.
Yeah.
Says it's a good drink to drink. Apparently he made
it. It's a good drink to drink.
It's a good drink to drink.
Party time.
When you want a party.
That's fun. They're listening, and that's
they
what
are
I appreciate.
Listening.
Do you think they added the one parts orange juice?
Maybe.
One parts.
One part
of orange juice. One part rain vodka.
One part
blue croissant.
Orange juice.
Orange juice.
We got tweeted a meme, which is pretty awesome.
Who that? What's that from?
It's a hardcore gamer wolf. Tweeted us a meme that says basically, here is where I would put this week's Shy Kids podcast. If there was one.
Oh.
Very upset that we were off. Well, we're back.
Yeah.
We're back.
And we're back.
Sorry we were gone.
We had a good best of play. Shit.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Just listen to the best of.
Yeah.
On morelikeradio.com.
Clip show.
When could they have heard the best of?
Morelikeradio.com. Saturday is 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific.
Yes.
Good job.
But probably my favorite tweet while we were gone was, by Bunny Kickbutt, at Bunny Kickbutt.
Oh, that's my Twitter girlfriend.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Don't tell her. She doesn't know.
It is complimentary and also confusing.
Okay.
And those are probably my favorite tweets of all time. Cause I think like, did we see?
You guys are really good, you dumb assholes.
Well, no, like. I think,
for your health.
Like, people will reference the show.
Yeah.
Things we say. And because, like, we're in a conversation.
Right.
They're not necessarily, like, bits that we've crafted.
Okay.
So yeah, we don't have a wiki that has our memes on it.
Yeah, I don't really have, like, a sort of knowledge of the shit that we talked about.
Right.
Specific details. I'm,
You don't remember our specific discussion.
Yes. Yeah, we're little jokes here and there that people are pointing out. I'm glad
we're not yeah, dude.
I do have people go, oh, I like the episode this week. And I go, what did we talk about?
Which episode
was
that?
Yeah.
I remember sort of broad things that
hey,
happened.
The broads.
Yeah, I remember broads. Yeah. All the broads that were our guests.
You were talking to the gay guy.
I think that was our last new episode was... Talking about women in media, right?
It was. Yeah,
so it was the broad episode. Hey!
It was the broad episode.
Some broad strokes.
Yeah. Week before that was Drunk Doc and Stupid People, right? Or was Drunk Doc also with the broads?
I thought Drunk Doc was with the broads.
Yeah,
Drunk Doc
was with the
same
broads.
Episodes.
Doesn't matter.
Drunk Doc's always with the broads.
Yeah, he is.
I'm not sure where this goes. Maybe you guys can help.
Okay.
Perhaps your memories of our episodes.
Read the tweet.
Bunny Kickbutt says, thanks, Shy Kids Podcast, for being a fresh of breath air.
A fresh of breath air.
A fresh of breath air.
Yeah. You gotta mix it up a little bit.
I wonder if that was on purpose.
I'm thinking it might be, cause it references you as Drunk Doc.
Really? Okay.
So perhaps she was being funny.
Thank you for being a fresh of breath air.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's the way I read it.
Okay.
Unless Bunny Kickbutt is just Bunny Kickbutt is just drunk tweeting.
It's not Kickbuck.
Like actually drunk
tweeting.
Yeah,
you shouldn't be kicking bucks.
Yeah.
It's animal abuse.
She says, I want to be a female protractor. Now, I'm not sure what that means. This is what I'm saying. Like, it's completely complimentary. Like, throws in the in-joke.
It's
gives us a compliment.
Listen,
it's either she thinks that I hit a kid with a protractor instead of a T-square, or the fact that I say protagonist a lot.
I don't think it's either. I think that you guys are trying to make fun of my Twitter girlfriend's typing skills, and I don't appreciate it.
I was fine with it until I didn't quite understand that line. But the previous line was so great that I was like, all right, whatever. And then she ends it with also, comma, drunk, docu eats rules.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Which is absolutely true.
She was probably trying to type, the iPhone and the autocorrect. She was like, I want to suck dog's dick. And all of a sudden it's like, I want to be a female protractor. Duh.
Either way, thanks, Bunny Kickbutt. That was my favorite tweet of the last week while we were off. That's all I got to do while we were not doing a show. Is just sort of like, I wonder if anybody's talking to us on Twitter.
I do think we should put like a quote on our website that says, "The Shy Kids Podcast, a fresh of breath air."
We should. Yeah. We should change it from "Now We're Cooking with Jazz" to "A Fresh of Breath Air."
It is time to drop that reference.
Yeah. I don't even know if that reference made it into any of our original episodes.
Nope. Just the last episode.
Yep.
We'll change.
Yeah.
We'll change our catchphrase. Thanks, Bunny Kickbutt.
For the new catchphrase.
There you go.
We are.
A breath of fresh air.
A fresh of breath air.
Oh, I said it right by accident. Fuck!
Yes. We are a fresh of breath air.
Fresh of breath air.
We also got a question.
It's a question. No, sorry.
Question.
From @spaz_Mataz.
Spazmataz.
First of all, awesome Twitter handle.
Right.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
They say, at Shy Kids Podcast, Bailey J or Stoya?
Oh. Two dark-haired pornographic actresses.
It's quite the Sophie's Choice.
Pale. Two pale, dark-haired pornographic actresses. Now.
Is this a Mary Fuck Kill, or is this just like...
Well, there's only two.
Throw Spazmataz in there.
You can kill and fuck one of them.
There's only two. It kind of depends on what you're in the mood for. Are you in the mood for vagina or a wiener in a butt?
I think we should probably clarify
for
the listeners who are unfamiliar with who Bailey J or Stoya are.
Yeah. Stoya is a super hot female porn star.
Mm-hmm.
Bailey J is a super hot transgendered female porn star.
Right.
Yeah.
With a huge dick, right?
Yeah.
Huge dick.
Yeah. I feel like our fans would know this.
Yeah.
You think so?
I think so.
They've got
I don't
it on
want
their...
to operate under the assumption.
I think they got it on their second monitor.
My mom listens to this show.
She's Googling.
And,
who's this Bailey J character?
She probably
she sounds
is not
adorable.
Familiar with who Bailey J is.
Right. It'd be funny if she had all I have all her tapes.
Mom, if you are listening, I urge you not to look up Bailey J.
Look it up.
Don't.
Look it up, Buttercup.
Don't. Very pretty, pretty lady with a dick. I don't know who would you guys
Your dad's use? Clearing his internet history right now.
Shit. She'll figure it out.
As soon as she types B, it's going to come out. It's
auto-completed shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would you go for?
It depends on what you're in the mood for.
It's true.
Yeah.
What's Doc in the mood for?
Fucking or cuddle time?
Fucking. Either one's fucking.
But they're different kinds of fucking.
Different kinds of fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a roll the dice.
I'd say Stoya's vagina with Bailey J's face on it.
Oh, like on the vagina?
Yeah, just right on there. Yeah.
Like
instead of a clit, just have a little face like, hey, hi, I'm Bailey J.
If you could fuck Stoya's vagina through Bailey J's mouth. Yeah. Oh. Somehow.
There we go.
That would be ideal.
Yeah.
This is odd right after our woman power episode.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Fuck her vagina through the mouth.
Without a permission.
Yeah. You That's don't need that.
With no lube. No.
Oh, right. God.
Anyway, well, let's move on.
Great question.
Thank you, Spazbatez.
Sophie's choice.
It is a Sophie's choice.
Yeah.
Wait, that would be, like, which kid you're going to fuck. That'd be terrible.
You know, when the...
You have to fuck.
Is that German?
No. When the
you have to fuck
one of your kids.
Nice.
when the Nazis are holding you at gunpoint, man, you got to make a choice.
Yeah. A Sophie's choice.
Yeah. Or else you all die.
I wonder if, like...
Who are you going to fuck?
I wonder if Sophie was like, this is kind of like a Sophie's choice. Like, was that a term that
existed
already? That was
a thing before, yeah.
No.
They didn't
She's not like, oh, what a coincidence. My name's Sophie. Yeah,
they didn't have talkies back then.
Yeah, the Nazi guy was like,
Was there a real Sophie, or is this just a totally fake movie?
I think it's just a fictional movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who knows, you know?
Yeah, I don't...
Yeah.
It was a real Sophie's choice.
I used to think Peter Pan was made up. Till I saw Hook, and I was like, oh, shit.
It's real.
It's Robin Williams.
Peter.
Yeah.
I used to think everybody was black and white except for that girl's jacket.
Right? Yeah. Pre 1950s. That was everything was in black and white.
We literally referenced that in our rerun that just aired.
Really?
We talked about what if people in the future see that movie and go, that's when the color red was invented.
Oh, yeah, during the Holocaust.
That. Yeah, that was our pot episode, essentially.
It was so horrible, it created the color red.
Yeah. That's how red was invented during the Holocaust.
During the Holocaust.
And wow. Prince was so terrible, he created the color purple.
Yep.
I thought that was Oprah and Steven Spielberg.
That's true.
He created Purple Rain.
Steven Spielberg is a prince of sorts.
Purple Rain would be a good energy drink name.
It would be. Holy shit.
What are you doing, Prince? Fucking market that shit.
Fucking, it like...
Take on vitamin water.
Tropic Thunder, that the one guy has the booty juice.
Booty.
Prince totally could have had Purple Rain. Booty sweat.
I feel like
booty
that would
sweat.
Booty
sweat.
I feel like that would just make you cum, though. It wouldn't really give you energy.
Purple rain?
Yeah, and then you would get kind of tired afterwards. You'd want to take a nap.
I would drink a juice that makes me jizz.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless it's more jizz.
Yeah, unless you have to drink jizz.
You gotta drink jizz to make jizz.
Yeah. That's how it works.
Yeah, maybe perhaps not.
Yeah, there's only a limited supply of jizz in this world. You have to drink it if you want to cum it.
And is horse jizz organic?
It's not vegan.
I didn't know this was getting bestiality-ish.
It's not vegan.
Now I'm out.
Well, hold on. We wouldn't drink human jizz. That would be
cannibalistic.
Yeah. That'd be genocide.
Yeah. Jeez. They're eating those babies. Those unborn babies.
Purple Rain is people. It's people.
Oh, yeah. This episode has started off silly already.
Yeah.
It's good to be back.
Yeah.
Speaking of jizz, I had an idea for a topic.
All right. Shoot. Pineapple.
exactly.
Yeah.
I was wondering, so when we're kids, you know, you think of your parents as kind of perfect, like these like supermen and superwomen.
Mm-hmm.
But I think everybody has an experience where you kind of figure out that isn't true, like a little pivotal moment.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you guys could recall like when exactly that started reversing.
Like
for you
realize they're
fallible.
Fallible.
Yeah.
I almost said infallible, but that would be the opposite.
Yeah.
I realized my father was God in that moment.
You realize that they're full of shit.
Yeah.
But they don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Nope.
Yeah, there are, there's sort of many chinks in the armor.
Hey, racist.
Whoa.
We don't need to know about your heritage.
Is that not the term?
No, it's kinks.
Is it kinks in the armor? Yeah. No,
yeah, like some armor is into BDSM. Some armor.
Yeah.
But really, chinks in the armor isn't.
I don't know. Some writer for fucking Sports Illustrated got in trouble for saying that about that Jeremy Lin basketball player.
Okay.
There's a chink in the armor.
That's a terribly racist pun. Yeah. I'm talking about like.
I know. I'm joking. I don't fucking know.
Weaknesses in protective structure.
It's very problematic. Corey.
All right.
Thank you.
No, like the first time I remember thinking my parents have made bad decisions. Was when I was 3.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
You should have aborted me.
No. No. Like,
I was a wrong choice.
There's like a series of sort of veils being lifted throughout my adolescence.
Yeah.
So, like, it wasn't like complete faith was lost at 3, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like, I still hold my parents in high regard, but, like, they decided to have character show up.
Corey's
one
of those
Easter?
Few, just for the listeners, Corey's one of those few situations where his parents are still together, mm-hmm. and they're both nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's few and far between these days.
I recognize how rare that is, and feel very blessed that it is still
blessed. Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag not all children.
Yeah. And in no way do I ever try to use that against other people, because that's weird.
Right.
Lording it over.
Yeah,
me
well,
all the time.
I have both my parents.
Yeah, like, because that would be completely.
They made it work.
If anything, like, my parents sort of became, surrogate parents for, like, the other kids that I would hang out with.
Yeah.
A lot of my friends call my parents mom and dad. And, you know, they're just sort of those people.
Right.
So hopefully some of that is sort of washed on to some kids who maybe didn't feel like they had that same sort of structure at home or whatnot.
Yeah.
It's got a little deep. Yeah. Moving on to why they're terrible.
Well, here's why they're awful people now.
Yeah.
Just kidding. They're not awful people, but
they locked me in a basement without any human contact for 12 years. That was a misstep.
Yeah. They decided one Easter to have a costume character show up to Easter.
Ah.
And be the Easter Bunny.
Okay.
Terrible decision. I was traumatized.
Oh, no.
And hate Easter really to this day because this costume character. Because who are you going to hire on Easter? Probably not the best caliber person.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, who's going to be working Easter Sunday?
On Easter. Yeah.
I'm open for Easter.
When everything else is
going
closed.
On.
Somebody's gonna climb into a sweaty fucking suit and come be an Easter Bunny.
Who am I, Santa? Jesus? What am I doing?
Yeah, that Easter. I think I was like 3 or 4, something like that. And this Easter Bunny came in, and it was the creepiest, jankiest looking Easter Bunny, I had ever seen, and it terrified me. Like the Easter Bunny came in, and no way did I want to go near that, and no way did I want, like, this is because of you!
I'm picturing, like, Frank from Donnie Darko.
That's the way I envision it in my
Why
head.
Why are you wearing that human suit?
Yeah, exactly.
Even best case scenario, Easter Bunny costume is pretty freaky looking.
Yeah.
With the open mouth.
But, I mean, like, the one that's at the mall, fairly decent. It's a full head coverage kind of a thing.
Yeah, it looks like it could be a Disneyland character.
Yeah. Like Disney characters, there's a different caliber of costume character.
They're much nicer.
Aesthetically looking. Like they look kinder.
It's like
fluffier.
The difference between Muppets and other puppets.
Yeah. This looked like a dude in a costume who was like he needed the money to do meth.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was probably really sweaty for no reason. And, you know. I don't know. That was sort of like that first memory where I can think, like, my
they
parents
let the wrong person in here.
And there's a stranger in the house, and it's not the Easter Bunny.
No.
And we're all going to die.
Right.
You know.
Real quick, speaking of costume people, I have this
furries.
I have this memory of being like 12 and going to a step cousin's birthday party,
mm-hmm.
and the step cousin was a bit younger. And there was like they were talking about we hired the Green Rangers coming
mm-hmm.
from Power Rangers, and I have this vivid memory of my step cousin saying, you know, that it better be the real one. My mom paid $100.
Wow!
Like this better be the real Green Ranger, not some asshole.
It better be Tommy. Goddamn it! Yeah.
My mom paid $100,
and he better have his fucking flute.
Yeah. It wasn't the real guy.
I didn't think so.
I wasn't.
In fact,
so.
The bottom of his mask was open.
Really?
It's supposed to be like a closed helmet.
Yeah.
And it was open
yep.
so that he could drink beverages through it. Do you have any water? He like asked for water.
I'm really hot. Fighting intergalactic monsters is
the
tough.
Megazord, and he runs on solar cells and water.
He brought a stereo that played the Power Ranger theme on loop.
Mm.
And he would just like play it and be like, yeah, let's go. And he's like, here's a pinata. And it's like, why would the Green Ranger do all this?
Here weird. Comes the Megazord. Yeah.
He couldn't actually use the word Power Rangers. He's like, go, go, Mega
Ranger. Green Ranger. And also, he had the David Bowie Labyrinth bulge in his fucking green spandex horse shit.
Oh, classy. Yeah. For the children.
Yeah. Little girls at the party, fucking waist level. It's creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Second in my trilogy of crushing my innocence and
this better be the real Easter Bunny.
Disillusioned.
My mom paid $100.
my sort of disillusionment towards adults and their bullshit. I was at a birthday party probably a few years after that for one of my cousins.
Yeah.
And, she had a magician come.
Ah.
And,
Amazing Jonathan.
At one point in the show, he told everybody to look up.
Uh oh.
And then I was like, no.
You didn't look up?
I wasn't gonna look up.
Corey, that's called misdirection.
And you were the magic fan.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I saw him change a bunch of stuff on his little stage and then had said, all right, everybody look. And then did something else, and like the stuff that he had changed made the illusion seem legit.
Oh.
And I was like, he's a fake.
Yeah.
He's full of shit. And I caught him. I could trick people too. And that's when I became interested in magic.
Oh, okay. So this helped.
Yeah. Yeah. That made me. So like his bullshitting an entire group of us kids actually led me to
want
to be a
bullshitter. I'm picturing your first. Okay.
Myself.
Pick a card. All right. Now look up. Around at the fucking card.
No, it was shortly after that I got my first magic book and little tricks and whatnot and read those fucking magic tricks to no end because I wanted to dupe somebody. I wanted to be a bullshitter.
Yeah.
At such an early age. Then the last straw where I stopped really trusting people. Maybe I was 8 or so. And I walked out Christmas Eve and saw my parents stuffing stocking.
Oh, I'm glad you said stocking.
Oh, okay. No.
Because spoiler alert to any children who still believe in Santa Claus, he's not real.
Kids also, don't listen to us.
Yeah, I hope not.
There's a court order that we're not allowed to broadcast to children.
Yeah.
If you are a child who still believes in Santa Claus and you're listening to us, turn it off and go to bed or eat your vegetables.
It's 2 p.m. I'm at work.
Stay in school. I don't know. Continue delivering your papes.
You caught them being Santa.
Yeah, I caught them being Santa. And,
lying fuck.
Exactly. Exactly.
Started listening to Slayer immediately.
No, that was one of the last sort of straws. I remember, like, I was sort of a precocious kid too. Like, I would constantly correct. my catchphrase when I was younger was, actually, like, it's a little condescending little fuck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, those sort of things. Like, it was a series of those little things. I don't really have, like, a big moment where it was like, oh, you're all fucking idiots. You know? And I'm only 13, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's mostly little things like that, too, for me.
Mm-hmm.
I remember noticing that, like, my mom would make a rule Oh, by the way, with my dad, it was pretty early when I realized, oh, this guy's a fuck up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause he would say, I'm coming to pick you up and then wouldn't show up.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing is worse than disappointing a child.
Right. Right.
Because their expectations and hopes are so high.
I know.
Which means that the fall is so hard.
I'm so high. I can hear heaven. Nickelback.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Don't spoil the end of the show.
Yeah.
Burr.
So I remember like my mom would make a rule for the house. Like everybody, when you use dishes, you clean them and put them away.
Uh-huh.
We don't want to have to like have a sink full of dishes that we do at the end of the day.
At the end of the day.
It's a good day today.
And I realized my mom stuttered.
Yeah.
It was all bullshit.
And so it's like, okay. And, I was doing it. My brother was doing it. And my mom was not.
Oh, shit. You hypocritical bitch.
Yeah, I know. She would use dishes and put them right in the sink. It's like, what about that thing? Oh, I'll do them later. Oh, so you can do them later. It's kind of that revelation, like, oh, my mom has a weird double standard.
Right.
Where she says, this is a rule for everybody, but not for me.
Yeah, double standards are a bitch.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
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 We don't have transitions.
Wow. You brought it up, Dean. What's one of yours?
Mine's kind of a doozy.
Whoa.
So, also, I don't know how funny it is, but it is a doozy. This is between my dad and me. My dad was driving me down Laguna Beach, and for the listener, Laguna Beach is in Orange County. It's sort of between San Diego and Los Angeles. It's a nice, like, high-income kind of beach town. But it's very, like, there's, like, weird hippie artsy-fartsy shit going on there, too.
Yeah.
So we're going down near the beach, and we go by this basketball court, and there's some people playing basketball that you can see from the side of the road that, you know, goes into Pacific Coast Highway. And some of the people that are playing are black, and my dad, not the most tolerant person in the world, looks at them, and then he turns to me and goes, like, you know, if only blacks could be more like Asians, you know what I mean? And the
no, Dad.
Yeah.
If only blacks could be more like Asians.
I'm having trouble following what you're saying.
Yeah.
Was your dad a huge Tiger Woods fan?
That was a revelation on his side.
Yeah. But they can.
The thing that made me realize that he was full of shit, like even faster than I would have, is that the way that he and my mom met was that was on that same basketball court where he was playing basketball, and at the time he was homeless. So this whole thing he had, where like he was like, oh, black people can't get it together. They just hang out there and play basketball. They don't get their shit together. In my head, I was going, wait a minute. The cog started to turn, like, Dad, you were couch surfing in Laguna Beach and playing basketball on that exact same basketball court that we're driving on now.
Yeah.
And now you're doing the whole thing.
Yeah.
Plus Asians are fuck ups too. I'm kidding about that part.
What was the Asian connection there?
I don't know. I think he was like doing the whole like model minority thing where like, oh, you know, they work hard and they come over here.
They built the railroads.
Yeah. And I want to fuck them. I don't know. It's probably
oh, you got that from your dad.
It's genetic.
Yeah. But then you disappointed him because you also want to fuck blacks.
Yeah. I haven't told him that part yet.
Yeah. Oops.
Yeah.
Papa don't preach.
Papa don't preach.
I'm in love with them.
Louie.
I remember my dad.
Fuck that chink in the armor.
Jesus Christ.
Right in the armor.
I remember my dad parking outside of a tattoo shop and going in while I waited in the car while they got a tattoo. In not a great neighborhood.
He left you in the car?
I sat in the car while he got a tattoo. And he didn't tell me he was getting a tattoo. He said, I'll be right back. And then was in there for like an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
How old were you?
Little enough to be very frightened in the car.
I bet.
Alone.
And the tattoo.
With all these unsavory tattooed fellows pulling up.
Right.
Yeah.
And holy shit.
The tattoo was number one dad, too.
I got this for you, son.
Yeah.
Why didn't you bring me in to watch then, you bag of shit?
Because it's dirty in there.
Yeah, it's dirty. We were doing drugs, too, probably.
Damn. You don't talk to him?
No.
I'm guessing?
No.
No want for connection or?
No.
Yeah. When did that become,
a thing?
Yeah, like, where you realized that you did not want anything to do with him.
It was going back and forth for a while.
Uh-huh.
Cause there'd be times, he was always also in and out of jail a lot.
Right.
Mm.
So there'd be times where I wouldn't hear from him for a long time because he was in jail. Then he'd get out and I'd be like, ugh. It's always a weird pit in the stomach feeling like, oh, I haven't had to think about this for a while and now I have to worry about shit.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, oh, dad's back. Yay.
See, now when he was back, was he back or was he like?
It was always at first like, I'm back. I'm all better now.
Yep.
I'm rehabilitated.
Yeah, I've heard that one before. He once wrote me a letter from jail and made a point in there to be like, the name of this jail is blah, 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 which means, like, go with God or some shit. I'm like, it's the name of the jail he's in? I'm supposed to be impressed by that?
Wow, you're in a really good jail.
Wow.
Yeah,
oh, you're in the God jail. Okay.
So you're in a privatized jail?
Yeah.
Aren't their conditions worse?
Yeah.
Because all they're worried about is numbers?
Oh, you're in God jail. Okay. I forgive you
and isn't
for
God,
everything.
Isn't God jail heaven?
God jail is heaven.
Yeah.
They heaven got a gate jail. That stays locked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
They got a guard.
Ghosts
Peter.
Are people that escaped.
Yeah, right? Yep.
Fucking heaven jail. It's too perfect. I don't like it.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's cool and all that it's perfect, but why do they gotta lock us in, man?
Everybody's weightlifting in there.
All ghosts are Marc Maron.
and when you go to heaven, you convert to Islam. It's really weird.
They got really big chests and biceps, but very skinny legs.
Nope.
No, but there must have been like a time where you were still holding on to the hope that he was gonna be dad again.
I'll tell you the last time. I was, 23-ish? It was actually
much,
when we were roommates.
Later.
When we were roommates, yeah.
Hmm.
You did not talk about this at all when we were roommates.
No, I keep everything bottled up inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was, I was notified by my grandparents because their phone number never changed since 1960, whatever.
Right.
That my dad had called them because he had recently got out of jail and wanted to get in contact with me. My grandparents were smart enough not to give him my number, but to get his number and give it to me so that I could decide if I wanted to contact him.
Right.
So I had that number for like a few months. I was like, you know what? I'm going to call him and see what's up. I call him, and he answers the phone crying.
How nervous were you dialing that phone?
Very nervous.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
And also ready to, like, have it out in a way. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to tell him
how much of a dick he is?
Yeah. This is why I, like, refuse to talk to you a lot.
Right.
Because blah, blah, blah. People are starting to like speculate. He never touched me or any of that shit.
Right.
I just want to make that clear. He was just a bad dad who wasn't around.
He's a bad person.
Yeah. And a drug addict and a fuck up.
Right.
But no, like, you know, weird, creepy shit.
I'm glad that's clear.
Yeah. I want to make that clear because I was being vague.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it's just a shitty dad.
Just a shitty dad.
Yeah.
So, I call and he answers the phone crying. Hello. And I'm like, and I know he doesn't know my number, so he couldn't know it's me calling.
Right.
And I'm like, is this, brr, I say his name.
Is this dad?
Yeah, I didn't say, is this dad?
Yeah.
I said, is this, brr?
Do you ever refer to him as dad?
I mean, I talk to him about, that's my dad.
Right.
I don't really refer to him directly anymore.
Yeah, not capital D dad.
Yeah. That's my father.
Mm. Exactly. Yeah, I have another friend who has a similar sort of situation.
Yeah.
Where like his dad was a drug addict and like
right.
A complete fuck up.
Yeah.
And his dad was really good friends with my dad when they were growing up.
Right.
And that was another sort of moment where it was just like, I disagree with helping this motherfucker out.
Right. Yeah.
You know, cause there was times where he slept in our house.
Yeah. That made me
uncomfortable. And it seemed like a bad idea, but like, you know, it was my dad's friend, you know, he felt obligated to help in some way because he was down and nobody else was helping him. Mm. But my friend who that is his father, he wants nothing to do with him.
Yeah.
Cringes at the mention of his name.
Right.
Like, doesn't want anybody to acknowledge that he exists, you know. So I'm curious.
Yeah. So, okay. He answers the phone crying. I'm like, hello, is this Bubba? And he's like, yeah. My dad's name is Bubba, by the way. No, I'm kidding.
That's a Bubba.
Is this Bubba?
He's from the South, so it's
that's not
Bubba.
His name. I was almost named after him, though, and I would have had a horrendous name.
Really?
I'll tell you that. I would have.
Professor Wheatley.
It's a very greaseball name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tony.
No. Oh. Steve Miller in one of his songs says some people call him this.
The Space Cowboy?
Space Cowboy Wheatley. I would have liked that. No.
That'd be great.
So,
fresh of breath there, guys.
Fresh of breath there. Anyway, he goes, yeah? And I'm like, it's your son. It's Doc. And I obviously said my real name at that moment because he'd be like, who?
He's like, you went to medical school?
You did it. The seven dwarfs are calling me. I'm freaking out, man.
Yeah. I know I'm a fuck up, but I'm proud of you, son.
Yes. And he's like, Doc? Oh, I'm so glad you called. I'm like, what's going on? My chick just ran out on me. We were having an argument and like, she was like trying to get the car keys and I was like pushing her back and smacking her to go away.
Now, like, your portrayal makes him seem like he is inebriated in some way.
He was crying. I'm trying to do crying voice. Okay. I don't think he was drunk. He totally could have been, though.
Right.
Because I actually am sometimes bad at telling if people are drunk.
Right.
I have an aunt that I thought just acted silly.
That's goofy McAuntie.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
And he's like, I love her, man. She's this beautiful redhead. And it was all about this problem he was having right now.
He's fresh out of jail.
Fresh out of, like, a couple months out of jail.
How serious could this relationship really be?
Who knows? And the whole phone call was him and his problems, what's going on right now with this chick who he had a fight with. I'm gonna go back and try to make amends here. Oh, Doc, it was great to hear from you, son. I love you. I'm gonna get you a car. Yeah, I'm gonna get you a car. Okay. All right. Well, I love you and I hope we talk again soon. All right. Bye bye. And that was the last conversation we've ever had.
Mm. Really?
Yeah. So I never got that car.
Well, what is
it? Oh, shit.
Another on the long list of broken promises.
Right, another broken promise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I was like,
they got back together?
No, I don't care. I really don't care.
I mean, she was a beautiful redhead.
I'm assuming they didn't. He did shove her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever get like, the grandparents that you're closest with, they are your mom's
parents? Parents, yeah.
Okay. They just, because they happen to never change their number, they're the correspondents in which you all get notified.
That's the number he would call to talk to my mom when they were in high school.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why he just calls that whenever he leaves jail.
That's interesting, because it's the only number he has memorized.
Essentially, yes.
Yeah. Yep.
It's a very memorizable number, too.
Yeah?
I think it might be one of the first numbers. It's one of the first phone numbers.
888-2300-0001.
Dial Anaheim 043.
Yeah.
Operator.
I mean, that was all a big, like, he's never going to change moment. But way prior to that was, oh, my dad's a fuck up.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was much younger.
I had a moment like that because I don't talk to my dad, like, for the last like 2 years, I think.
Yeah.
Because I had a lot of those experiences where it was going back and forth. And then like maybe like 5 years ago when I started like getting seriously into therapy, my therapist encouraged me to like, oh, maybe try to patch things up with your dad because that's kind of the root of a lot of the problems you're having.
Yeah.
So I it was actually so we. I tried re-engaging with him, and it was actually going well for a while, for about maybe like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then the
and
last
he drove by a basketball court.
Yeah,
and he had to open his fucking yapper.
Yeah,
again. he's watching the NBA, and he's like, you know, these blacks should get a job.
Yep. All they do is hang out on this basketball.
Yeah, yeah. This fucking basketball court on my television.
Yell at each other.
they should move with their auntie and uncle in Bel Air, like that one kid. Yeah. Now he's fighting aliens.
They have so much potential.
I'm sorry.
You were trying to patch things up with your father.
Oh, yeah. And so that was going okay for a while. And then the last time I talked to him was about 2 years ago. And what happened was...
hold on. Your parents no longer married? Or are they still
married? Oh, they're still married.
They're still married.
I was one of the kids...
Gotta make Thanksgiving awkward. I'm just visiting mom.
Yeah, my mom and I just go out to dinner.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. But yeah, I was one of the few kids that was kind of jealous that all my friends' parents are getting divorced because it was one of those kind of marriages.
Will you two just get divorced?
Yeah. God damn it!
So
breaking guitars.
They're not good together.
Yeah, like my mom likes my dad for some reason, but he's not good to her. Yells at her a lot. Smashes shit that she bought for him and stuff. And yeah, it's
like
just
that's his way of like
of lashing out.
Ha ha, got
he,
you.
He would do that thing where he's like, oh, I'm not appreciated around here. I'm gonna go drive off of a cliff or something, and you guys will never see me again. You won't have old dad to kick around anymore. And then he comes back like 2 hours later, crying, I'm sorry.
He says that, and it's just crickets in the house.
I would so yell, good.
Yeah,
leave that, you asshole.
That's what I would do. Like I would yell that into my pillow and stuff.
Yeah.
The last time I saw him was I went up to Seattle for the Penny Arcade Expo, which I'm getting ready to do again this year. Mm-hmm. And I came back to California on the plane.
That's called PAX.
It is.
So I'm coming back in. And you have to have your phone off. When the plane's flying. But as we're starting to land, they say, okay, bing, you can turn your phones back on. And I turn my phone back on.
I prefer Google.
Bing.
Bing does suck ass.
It does.
Bing is terrible.
Okay, go on.
Unless you're Matt Martin. Jonah Ray.
Unless you're in RoboCop and everybody's using Bing for some reason.
Were they really?
Yeah, they were.
Oh, way to get the future wrong.
The reason is Bing paid a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, a little inside baseball.
All right.
So I turn the phone back on, and I have like 12 messages on my voicemail, and I'm like, who the fuck are all these from? And I turn on, and it's like, Dane! I'm like, Jesus. I'm like that's how it starts.
Jetson!
pretty much. Flintstone! apparently there was something wrong with the sprockets at home, but, or cogs, whichever the fuck.
It was sprockets.
Yeah,
sprockets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cogs,
cogs was the competitor.
And, yeah. So yeah, and it's like, okay, Dean, you need to pick up your fucking phone because I've got a bad foot and you need to come out. Keep in mind, I'm just as confused right now as you guys are me retelling the story because there's no context for any of this.
This is like out of nowhere.
Did he know that you were flying to another state?
He did. And I think he's aware of the fact that your phone has to be off while you're flying.
Yeah.
And so he's like, you need to get to, okay, we have a plan here. You need to get off of the plane and then bring your luggage because there's no parking here. You need to be here at this very specific time so your mom can come around and pick you up. And like he's
for
like
what?
Because apparently he has a bad foot, and keep in mind he's angry and it makes no fucking sense what he's saying. Apparently he has a bad foot, and so he doesn't want to walk across the parking lot to meet his son who's been away in Seattle for a while.
Oh, this was arriving back from...
This is as I'm coming back. Sorry if I didn't make that clear.
I thought you were leaving, yeah. And he's like, you have to come home because I have a bad foot.
No, I'm coming back from Seattle, and they're picking me up from the airport. And so I'm listening to this message, and they apparently had this like big plan to get me into the specific spot so they can just swing around and pick me up at the airport.
So they were your ride home.
Yeah, they were my ride back home.
Do they know how airports work?
Yeah, because there's delays and you have to go through the baggage check and all that shit. And
but
get,
like,
you get your
like just keep driving around the airport. He is built in a loop. Like, just keep driving around.
See, this is the thing about my dad. He'll get angry at something and that has nothing to do with anything and then come up with a whole bunch of shit to get angry. He's one of those people.
Yeah.
So I finally get through the baggage claim while I'm trying to answer my phone every time he keeps calling me and yelling at me. And, I get to the car finally and I pick up my shit and, he's saying like, oh, you think you're a big shot, Mr. Seattle, flying around the world, coming back, and, you don't even care about my bad foot here at home. And I tell him for like the first time in my life, it's like, I tell him, look, I'm an adult. You're an adult. Don't fucking talk to me like that anymore. This is the first time I've ever stood up to him in my life. And it was because of all the therapy I had done and finally get the confidence to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And he flipped the fuck out because he had never heard me like talk back to him at all. I would usually just sort of stare back at him stone face and try not to cry kind of shit.
Right. Yeah. I mean, he sounds like a guy who really struggles with relinquishing power. And that's why he lashes out.
And he's like pretty much Hulk Hogan with brown hair. Like he's like 6'4", like big dude.
Are you sure that's your dad?
No, he's a big dude.
Really?
Is your milkman a slender, hairy boy?
My mom is like 4 foot nothing.
Oh,
so that's
okay.
Like,
so you guys evened out.
Yeah, yeah.
You happy middled it.
Yeah, yeah. So he's an intimidating guy,
has a milkman anymore?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, just go to the grocery store. Yeah.
I think they still do in Britain.
Oh, bullshit.
I think they still have a milkman delivery system.
They've got an ice truck.
They've got the bin mint. Yeah.
No, not an ice truck.
It comes with that big, like, pokey thing and, like, picks up the ice.
I think they still do have a cream delivery.
Oh, God.
In Britain.
This isn't frozen.
Government cream. Go ahead.
You can churn into government cheese.
G is for government. O is for ovine milk.
Olives.
V is for vagina.
Wrong vaginas.
Cow vaginas.
Cow vaginas, really?
Where milk is made.
Where milk is made.
Sometimes you call them udders.
Bailey
Whatever.
J. Clitface milk made. I don't know. Fucking silly shit.
So he flipped out.
So he flipped the fuck out and,
They say, oh, brother.
He's like, oh, brother, I'm a real American. And
did he rip his shirt?
Puts me in a camel clutch. No. it's actually not too far from that. He, reached around and he grabbed me, by the collar of my shirt and pulled me back because he's in the front seat of the car and I'm in the back seat. So he whips around and he grabs me by the collar of my shirt and just pulls me up in front. And he says, Vivian, this is my mom's name. Stop the car right now. Me and this little shit are gonna duke it out right now. I'm gonna knock his teeth out. And I told him, like, I'm gonna fucking call the police on you if you put your hands on me again.
Try it, old man. I'll outrun you in your bad foot.
Oh, yeah. That would have been good. Yeah. But I threatened to call the police on him and he started calling me a pussy for getting the cops involved because since he was homeless for a long time, he doesn't have the best experience with the police.
Right. Also, you're in an airport where security is a little heightened.
Oh, we're driving at this point, so we're like on the freeway going home.
So he was in the passenger seat.
Yeah, he's in the passenger seat because it's my mom.
Reached to the back seat to grab your.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I keep forgetting.
Want
like,
me to drive, Dad? So you can rest your foot. You want to be foot? Is it your driving your foot? Footy?
Who's the pussy, Dad? You didn't want to get out of a car. Yeah.
See, these are things I should have come up with at the time.
Oh, hindsight is so much
hindsight's
better.
Hindsight's the best.
Yeah, it is.
I still win arguments from years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I have better jokes during this podcast when I'm back in my house.
Yeah. Yeah, so he threatens to knock my teeth out. I threaten to call the police. He calls me a pussy for getting the cops involved. It's like, you can't fight your own battles. Like, I'm not going to get in a fight over you because I wasn't in the airport at the right time and your foot hurts. Like, that's a stupid thing to get my teeth knocked out for.
Also, why should you be compelled to fist fight your father?
Right.
You know, like, that
shouldn't be a scenario that happens.
Completely irrational.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to happen.
This is all within 15 minutes of me getting off a plane from Seattle, too. Right. So not the best. I'm jet lagged and my ears are still popping. Yeah. It's like, Dad, can I have some gum or something? Not a fist fight. Like,
yeah.
And then he just, I say, no, I'm not going to fight you. This is fucking stupid. And then he.
Proper response.
Yeah. And then he just says, Vivian, let me out of the car. I'm going to walk my way home. And then he gets out of the car and.
With your bad foot?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess he like hitchhiked or something. I don't give a fuck.
You let him out of the car?
Yeah. My mom let him out of the car.
Did you immediately hop in the passenger seat and just like yell at him, shotgun?
I should have. See, hindsight. You guys.
So did your mom drive at that point or did you?
Yeah, my mom was still driving at this point.
Oh, she was driving the whole time.
I gather that his mom was driving.
I keep forgetting because my mom was sort of the breadwinner of the family. So I forget that in most people's families, it's the dad. So it seems natural.
That's our fucking, you know. Just our stereotypes of, oh, the dad is obviously driving.
But I forget when I'm telling stories of my dad is like, that's the situation.
That.
Yeah. Cause it seemed natural to me that the woman is usually the person running the show in the house.
Yeah.
Cause my dad was a fuck up. And, and yeah, that's the last time I ever saw him.
That's a nice term. Yeah. Really.
Yeah. So that was the last time I saw him. That was like 2 years ago.
Oh, that was the last time you saw him?
Yeah.
Wow, you left your relationship on the side of the road.
Yep.
On pretty your way much. Home from Seattle.
Yeah.
How was your mom's way to do it.
Yeah, well, probably, yeah.
Sorry, you were saying something?
I was like, how did your mom react while this whole thing was going
down? She claimed that she didn't see him grab me, which was kind of...
Oh, that is so the...
Yeah, the passive
turn a blind
mom.
Eye.
Yeah. So that was... That got a little...
That's a bit of, like, what's that, the battered wife...
Yeah.
Syndrome where you place blame like either on yourself or there is nothing actually happened.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how a lot of, like parents get away with molesting their kid because the other parent will do the,
I never saw it. Yeah.
I never saw it.
Yeah.
No,
it's like, really? You didn't notice creepy shit going on?
Yeah. You didn't notice, your child, distant and crying all the
right.
time.
Right.
Yeah.
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 Well, how, I mean.
Your story's more interesting than mine.
My
dad was just crying on the phone about his dumb girlfriend.
I think you told it better, though.
No. This is incredibly interesting.
Yeah.
Do you care to talk to your dad anymore?
No. Cause.
See,
I put in my work, I think.
I'm with you, because that's the thing, is that, like, it's always other people who want to bring up my dad to me.
Right. I've sort of am goading both of these.
Right.
But
that's fine because this is our discussion tonight.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at you for that.
Okay.
But, I don't think about him ever.
Mm.
I only think about him when someone else brings him up.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not an important part of my life to me at all. It's always other people go, oh, but what about your dad? Oh, yeah. I have one of those. Oh, yeah. I totally forgot.
I completely understand the sort of want to be like, you know what? Just fuck that person.
And then you have those shit people who go, well, he is your only dad.
Who fucking cares?
Ugh. Yeah. Gives a shit.
You know,
I see like shitty daytime talk shows.
Yeah.
Like audience members will say that to people on the panel. He is your only father.
Blood is thicker than water.
Gives a shit.
That's
and by the way, blood is thicker than water. Meant blood brothers is thicker than the water of the womb. It means that your friends are better than your fucking family, dummies. Yeah.
I don't know. I think a lot of that stems from the those people that are always like a family needs a child needs a father and a mother to be raised balanced and properly. Like,
yeah.
No, that's fucking bullshit.
Bullshit. Yeah. My mom did a good job.
Right. Like, it's complete bullshit.
Yeah.
You know. Whether you had one mom or one dad or both parents or two moms, two dads, it doesn't matter. If those that raised you, who actually raised you, as opposed to the fuck up, you know, peripheral characters that sort of bounced in and out of your life or whatever.
Right.
If the people that were there for you were there for you, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know, you'll figure out a sort of way to find your coping mechanisms. And sometimes it's through therapy.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's, you know, friends, sometimes it's friends, families, you know, like, there's always sort of, that one friend who is always cool with hanging out at your house a little too long, you know? Because your family provides a little bit more of that balance for them, you know? I've had a few of those friends, you know? And my house was always the one where it encouraged that.
Yeah.
You know?
I remember, like, any time we were kids and I'd hang out at your house, I was like, I don't want to leave here ever.
You know, and to some extent, I'm still sort of that way at parties. Like, I'm usually the last person to leave somebody's house.
No, you're that guy.
I know, right? It's just what I'm saying. Like, to me, like, I feel like, oh, it's probably annoying that I'm the last one here at their house at all times. But part of it stems from my house being that house where, like, you just stay till you have to go.
You know what I am with parties? Out. I'm one of the first people to get there because I like to get the lay of the land.
Right.
And I'm like, all right, this is my spot, this party.
That's where I'm going to awkwardly stand and shuffle my feet.
This is my areas right here. This is where I'm going
to
be.
I see where the food is. I can get to that. Where are the bathrooms and where are the exits?
Yeah.
And how do I triangulate a position to maximize all three of those?
Yeah.
I was always a kid that would hang out at school for way too long, and the teachers would say, why don't you go home,
scamp.
Go home. It's run along, you little nussle my hair. And go, I don't want to go home.
It's called tussle.
See, now,
Nussles when they rub their cheek against you.
Oh, yeah,
you.
They'll nuzzle my... That's it's what like that kitty. Was.
A kitty leaving their scent on your...
That's why I didn't want to go home.
Yeah.
So comfortable. We cuddled.
My teacher showed me more love than my father did.
It was the wrong kind, but at least it was love.
But it was love.
I miss you, Mr. Feeney.
Well, there's the trouble spot, is if, like, something that's exterior also fucks with your psyche.
Yeah.
And your development, then that creates a whole fucking mess of you know, psychological shit that is even harder to get over. But, I mean, like, how do you feel towards your father? Are you sort of in the same boat as Doc, where you're fuck that guy?
Because I'm really trying to focus on my own therapy and stuff and trying to feel better and undo some of the damage he did. And I don't need him to be a part of that, like, because that was a lot of the focus of my therapy a few years ago, and it was just constant, like, oh, I'm feeling a little bit better about our relationship, and then it would crash eventually, and then I don't need it.
Do you feel beholden to his opinion of you? Or did you?
Yeah, it rubs off on you after a while, even though, like, I don't respect him, but when somebody criticizes you that much, it starts to sink in and become your inner voice. So it's not by choice.
Were you trying to make him proud?
No, I kind of gave up on that a long time ago.
So that was even before.
That was way before.
See, it's
before
issue. We both have fuck up dads, but in completely different ways. Because my dad would never criticize me.
Mm. But he was just never there.
Never around. Yeah. I remember as a kid, the few times I would be at his house, I remember, like, why does my dad have baggies full of grass clippings on his fucking dresser?
It's a compost heap.
Out in the open.
Yeah, just sitting there.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is so weird. Does he collect it? Like, oh, I'm taking samples.
The thing I don't understand is being a father myself now, to be that selfish doesn't make any sense to me.
Right.
Like, I do things for me still, but if it comes down to, like, him needing to depend on me for something, I drop everything else.
Yeah.
You know, there's no reason that could keep me from, you know, supporting him or being there for him or whatnot. I don't understand, what it is in some people that they don't get that connection to their child.
Right.
You know, or they feel the need to put down their child or like for some reason their child is a burden to them.
Right.
You know, I don't understand that.
I will say with my dad, his dad was really, really abusive, like physically abusive, and that probably had a lot to do with it. Although he didn't share the responsibility of working on himself to try to make that better.
Right.
But he had a very hard life, so I imagine that probably had a lot to do with how he didn't have that natural instinct to really
it's take cyclical.
Care of others.
It's cyclical. And I mean, like, you know, you going to therapy, you trying to break that cycle, is super positive.
And that probably wasn't as available when he was my age either, because he grew up in the 70s, I think, and all they did was throw lithium at people and say, like, go to sleep or
have
lobotomy.
You tried this new thing called LSD?
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys this.
Expand your mind. Make you think in a different way.
Are there things that you, like, things about you that you can completely attribute to your parents? Like, oh, I do this thing because of that.
super sarcastic.
Super sarcastic.
Because of my dad.
I was going in the bad direction. Like, bad things about you.
Well,
I guess super sarcastic.
I'm like,
sarcastic could be bad if you use it in the wrong situation.
I get on these sort of, really quippy roles.
Yeah.
Towards, like, my mom and my wife. That sort of cross line at a certain point.
Where it's like you're almost picking on them.
Yeah. But I'm just trying to crack jokes, you know.
I do any relationship I've ever been in, it's like, ooh, here's a person I get to troll all day.
Yeah. It's a bit of that. Yeah.
I have
I'm not like straight up mean to them, but it's someone I get to like be teasy with.
Right.
Yeah. And I've had girlfriends get super frustrated with that. Can you be serious?
Yeah, I think we sort of suffer from that comedian brain.
Yeah.
Where we don't consider the feelings. We're just going after like the
gag.
Lines,
the gag.
Here's a bit I can do.
Yeah, here's a bit. There's a good bit here.
Trying to find the sort of thing, the scab to pick.
Yeah.
Because it can be picked, you know. And I got that, I think, from my dad for sure.
Yeah.
I would say his love for cars.
But. Well, what I was going to say is that, like, I can totally attribute to my dad the fact that I don't want to have kids.
Right.
That I don't want to be a dad. And this could easily change later, because even lately I've been like, you know, having a kid would be cool. But, like, for years it's been like, yeah, I don't want to have kids because I don't want to be in the situation where I would even come close to disappointing a kid.
Yeah, right. I've had those feelings
a
lot.
And, there's my favorite movie, Life Aquatic.
Uh huh.
There's a scene where, Owen Wilson's character is talking to Bill Murray.
That's a Freudian slip because he wanted to marry Bill Murray.
That's true. Owen Wilson's character is talking to Bill Murray's character, Owen Wilson's character is possibly his son.
And he says,
from some tryst.
You know those blacks. I wish they would be more like those Asians.
Those Asians.
Yeah.
No, he goes, did you know about me? He says that to Bill Murray, uh-huh. Steve Zissou. Did you know about me? And he goes, yeah, I'd heard about you. And, he goes, why didn't you ever come to find me? And Bill Murray says this line that I resonate with so much. Uh-huh. He says, because I hate fathers and I never wanted to be one. I was like, yes, right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty significant.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I had similar feelings towards fatherhood in general prior to getting married even.
You didn't want kids?
I didn't want any kids.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't want...
And you had a good dad.
I did. No, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying, like, it's interesting that we had the same or a similar perspective on having children. And I wonder, like, if it's maybe more of a common male sort of thing where, like,
I want to be a lone wolf.
Where you want to spread your seed, but
I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride.
Exactly. You don't necessarily want to be responsible for all of this.
Another
planted,
life.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, my biggest fear was that I don't want to be responsible for fucking up a child.
Yeah.
Like, making a terrible adult because I wasn't a good enough dad. You know, or I wasn't, somehow, you know, giving them the right kind of encouragement or, you know, like, pushing them to do things that fulfilled my own shortcomings, you know, when I was younger or whatnot, you know.
Right.
And it's interesting that, you know, we sort of both have those conclusions. I ended up having a child, but that was after sort of calming a lot of that stuff and, you know, compromising, that my sort of like want to be a lone wolf, as you put it, to like merging a life with another person.
I'm a renegade.
Yeah. You know, and it's still a struggle to sort of find that balance between like
Knight Rider.
Judge Dredd. Thunder in Paradise.
Mad Max. trying to find that balance between like what I can do to be me. Like, just leave me be. Let me
I've got
shit.
To be me. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Gotta be me.
And being a husband and a father, you know?
Yeah.
This got way heavier than I thought it would get
because I thought this was going to be, oh, my mom forgets to flush the toilet. Oh, what a goose.
I think it's been really interesting.
My mom does flush the toilet, by the way.
My brother doesn't.
It's probably time for Nerdagories,
We could jump to Nerdagories.
Yeah. Yeah, we could close this off.
Let's close it off with some laughs.
Then my dad diddled me. Boom.
You know what your father would hate? You enjoying yourself.
Nah. Let's teach him.
Yeah, let's play around a Nerdagory.
All right.
Yeah. Anybody have a Nerdagory topic?
How about bands that are overrated?
Oh.
Oh, okay. I like this idea.
Yeah, in your mind.
In your mind.
In your mind and in your dreams.
So we're talking people that play instruments, and we're calling that a band?
Yeah, I think musical artists could count too, though. You say the blanket term bands, but that could be...
Okay.
You could say Josh Groban.
Like James Brown, he's got a backup band, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he...
But, you know.
His band actually played music. I'm talking like...
Oh, okay.
Artists.
Yeah, people that
musical
are just
artists.
Like, I go out on stage to a pre-recorded track and dance. Yeah.
I think that counts.
The Deadmau5. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, okay, so overrated. So we're saying, like, because there's a temptation to go easy and be like, Justin Bieber.
Miley Cyrus.
A lot of people like Justin Bieber, and I don't, but none of our peers like Justin Bieber.
We're all fucking men
in their 30s, late 20s, early 30s.
Overrated is not necessarily popular, but that people regard them as being...
Yes, thank you.
Prolific,
okay,
or great,
or in some way,
like nobody's
impactful.
Claiming that Justin Bieber is like the is gonna win like Rock and Roll Hall of Fame shit.
He's a pop star that a lot of tweens like, but generally a douchebag, and he can't write a song for shit.
Right, exactly.
Come on, Biebs.
So he doesn't count.
Okay, so we're talking about like your peers would regard this as like, oh, that's a great artist, and you're like, I don't get it.
Yes.
I don't get it.
Yep. Yes.
All right, let's do this.
All right.
Five. Make your list of five. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids.
We are shy kids. It's done. Theme song. Theme song.
Dean?
And we're back?
And we're back.
So before the break, we said our Nerdigories topic.
Overrated bands.
We're also allowing artists.
Artists, too.
Hopefully you've thrown
Jackson Pollock.
Hopefully those
are listening.
Salvador
Dali.
Yeah.
Musical artists. Like Andy Warhol.
Yeah.
Like Yoko Ono.
Charles Manson.
Yeah. Quote unquote Yoko Ono.
Yeah.
Fluxus.
Who won last real show? Was it me?
I think so.
I think you won in a another Come Dance.
Come Dance-a-thon. Yeah. Okay.
Mystic Adventure.
I will go first then. Now this is a band where I'll bring it up to other people as like I'm tired of hearing this band on the radio. Mm-hmm. And the
if
other
you
people
say Led Zeppelin, I swear to God.
No. The other people will be like, I am a little tired of hearing the same Led Zeppelin songs on the radio, but I would not call Led Zeppelin an overrated band.
Thank you.
You're welcome. it's just play some of their other fucking songs, radio. Right. Jesus. Anyway, I'm tired of hearing this band on the radio, but when I bring it up to anybody who doesn't live in California, they're like, we don't hear them that much on the radio.
Oh, I have a feeling I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. California local band, who, if you live in California, you hear this all the fucking time. Oh, you fucking know.
They're huge in Long Beach. There's a lot of Long Beach pride.
Yeah. Long Beach pride, LBC. Yeah. Sublime.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like Sublime.
I could easily never hear a Sublime song again. I change the channel instantly when they come on.
I would agree that they're overplayed.
Ugh.
I would not agree that they're overrated.
Well, they have like three songs.
there's like four or five songs.
What I Got, which is their best song. Then I'm about to send to Rhea. Ugh. Terrible. And then they have the date rape one, right?
Yeah.
Which I really hate.
Really? You hate date rape?
I hate that song.
There's also, fucking, what's the Wrong Way?
It's Wrong Way. Yeah. Boo. No thanks. So four.
talking about a 12-year-old whore.
But, you know, it's I think it's one of those situations. The singer died. So it's like, oh, they're gods now. You know what I mean? That sometimes happens with bands.
Yeah.
Where like, they were okay, but then the singer died and it was like, whoa. Remember Blind Melon?
Yeah.
All I can say is that my life is pretty plain. The little beagle.
Oh,
they have one fucking song, yet, oh, Blind Melon, Shannon Hoon died, you know.
Yeah, they were a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, one-hit wonder, but like people have elevated
that
them
song
to some.
Really good.
It's a great song. Yeah. People have elevated them to like a god status because the singer died. Because
he died, yeah.
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 So yeah, Sublime. Anybody else have Sublime?
No, I don't.
I like Sublime. But I also know more of their catalog.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a pain in his singing, that sort of connects with me as a singer.
It's a pain in dog's ass.
Because there's a lot of bands out there that they're singing about stuff, but they don't. It sounds like they don't care. They don't convey what they're singing about.
Can I have a gripe with a lot of modern bands? I can't tell the difference between you guys because you all have decided that all your singers are going to sound alike. There's a lot of bands.
That was the 90s corporate rock.
There's a lot of bands that it's like, this is my time.
Yeah.
And I live my life today.
Then there's a lot of bands that sing like this.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna sing like
there's
this.
There's a lot of bands that are just, they sound like Child's Chorus all the time. All the other kids with the broken kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Foster the People.
Ugh. Yeah.
No.
I don't like that.
Anyway, Sublime.
Sublime.
Point for me.
Yes.
All right. Dean.
Oh, I thought Corey was
no,
next.
You're next, because I decided.
All right. I got The Doors.
Ah.
Fuck, yeah. I should have put them on my list. You know what? I'm gonna put them on my
I would have agreed with you guys, I'd say a couple years ago.
Really?
My cousin's way into the Doors and was like, okay, here are the Doors songs that you should listen to.
There are a few good ones.
There's some great ones that the radio kind of ignores. And so I'm like, okay, you know what? The Doors are pretty good. It's just, we always hear, bring on through to the other side.
If I ever have to hear bring L.A. Woman again.
If I have to hear Take Me to the Next Whiskey Bar again.
I like that one.
To, bring on to the
see,
next.
I that's one of hold on. That's why. Hold on, you're ruining our show.
That's how you broke the last mic.
That's one I didn't ever hear on the radio until my cousin showed me that one. Yeah, like I don't remember ever hearing that on radio. I'm like, oh, this is a fun little weird circusy ditty.
Shitty.
Yeah, sorry.
Shitty.
I like it.
Song.
Oh, don't ask why. Of Alabama.
Show me the way to the next. I can't stand it. Fucking Doors. Great selection, Dean.
Yeah.
I hate the Doors so much.
Point for Dean?
Point for Dean.
I hate them mainly because they don't have a bassist, but that's a whole...
Oh, bass envy.
No. Not envy.
Oh, whatever.
You can't be a rock band without a bassist.
So you must like really love the White Stripes. They only have a bassist.
No, they have a guitar and drums.
I thought he played bass.
He started playing a baritone guitar.
Oh, and it sounds bassy.
You
trickster.
And then there's the Black Keys who don't have a bassist, but they on their records have a bass.
It's weird.
Which
the
means
Black Keys, the White Stripes.
Yeah. Common thread?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Point for Dean, Corey.
Oh, first on my list is a band that I cannot stand.
Oh.
There are a ton of people, especially in the rock world, that absolutely love this band.
Yeah.
Because they're fun and entertaining and their songs are really great and everybody talks about the guitarist.
I imagine you're speaking
great.
As them because it sounds like you like it with what you're saying right now.
Yeah.
I can't stand, there's one song of theirs that I'm like, oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
But they are all gimmick to me and not a lot of talent, and that's Kiss.
Oh! Fuck Kiss. I hate Kiss.
Yeah, fuck Kiss.
Ugh. All their songs end with them repeating the title a bunch.
Yeah.
I want to rock and roll all night and party every day. I want to rock and roll.
Yeah, I fucking can't stand Kiss.
Yeah.
Tons of people are like, oh my God, Kiss is so great. And like when they got inducted in the Hall of Fame, they touched on a bit of the like, people doubted us and didn't consider us a legit rock band, but like the true believers, and the crowd goes nuts.
Can I tell you one of my favorite things ever said about Kiss? Ron Bennington from the Ron and Fez show. This was a couple years ago before Kiss was going to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about bands that belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Someone called in and said, Kiss, man, why isn't Kiss in there yet? And Ron Bennington said, yeah, but if you put in Kiss, you got to put in the Archies. Because they're a fucking gimmick.
Yeah. And the Monkees. Why not?
You got to put the Partridge Family in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Brady Bunch. They had a band for a couple episodes.
Yeah.
Right.
Come on, get happy.
No, that was the Partridge Family.
That was Partridge Family.
What that was Partridge Family. Theirs was,
Sunshiny day.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy.
Everybody go for a walk sunshine outside day. Now. The sun is shining. Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They both had happy in the.
I Think I Love You is a great song by Partridge Family.
I think I love you, but what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure.
That's a great song.
Love there is no cure for.
Bum bum.
It is a great song.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was Jabberjaw's band's name?
Yeah, he did have a band.
Yeah.
A fucking shark that sounded like Curly. Point for Corey. For
Kiss.
Fuck Kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like all of mine from here on out are going to be really controversial.
All right.
I've got a few.
I have another controversial one.
Go ahead.
Another singer
if
that
you
died.
You say Rush, I swear to God. No.
No. Another where the singer died.
Okay.
I don't think they're a bad band at all.
Mm-hmm.
But they, I think a lot of their shit, a lot of their thing is because the singer died. They have good songs.
I'm
a lot of people who grew up with us.
I'm going to get angry.
Are God status this band. And I'm like, they're okay. Nirvana.
Yeah. Here's the thing about Nirvana.
Yeah.
They made
music?
That, no, they made that genre of music accessible to a broad range of people.
Good for them.
But that's why they're prolific.
Okay.
You know, when they jumped off of their independent label and made Nevermind, right? The other albums that came out around that time, like if you go back and listen to like the Pixies album that came out around that same time, like the production value kept it gritty and like they didn't put a lot of effort into the production value because it was like, fuck, the songs will sell it, right?
Yeah.
Which there is something to that, you know.
Keep it raw.
Yeah. A lot of my first, me and my friend's first albums that we ever got, like, were shitty. Like really poor excuses to be demos even.
Yeah.
But they were the first albums of those bands and the sort of rawness of what they were singing about or playing like really sort of spoke to that youth.
Raw dog.
Nirvana was able to sort of capture that, but then also present it in a very, like commercial or not, it wasn't, they weren't commercial because they were very sort of left of sort of corporate.
They became commercial against their will in a way.
They became pop against their will. But like the sort of audio quality of that record lent them to be played on the radio, lent them to be accepted by people who, were, maybe they only listened to like overly produced Guns N' Roses albums.
Right.
You know, and so, the songwriting was also like it was raw, but then there's some really great things that he does, and then there's some really heroin induced oddities that he does. You know, they are one of the better cover bands.
They covered stuff.
They covered a ton of stuff.
They did a Bowie song, "Man Who Sold the World,"
and it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a good.
It's a fantastic cover of that song.
Yeah.
So I disagree with you. You get a point for being on your list, but
yay.
Let me put it this way. It's more about, like, I could easily never hear a Nirvana song again and be perfectly fine with that.
I went through a phase where, like, I would turn away from Nirvana songs.
Yeah. I don't hate Nirvana. I feel like a lot of their, oh my God, Nirvana!
Yeah.
Cobain is God! is from, that he killed himself.
Yeah.
It's that, he didn't have a chance to disappoint us. You know, who knows? Fucking, it could have been Nirvana and Britney Spears at the Super Bowl one year, had he lived.
It could have been.
With MC Hammer.
Been. Yeah.
I don't think he would have done that.
Who knows?
Cause he was.
He could have had a show on VH1.
Yeah.
His
Cobain and Courtney.
Their Nirvana Unplugged was his sort of funeral for his music career because he had gotten too big. And was wanting to resist, being the guy that would eventually disappoint or selling out or whatever. So he was going to quit the music industry.
And instead quit life.
Well, yeah. And that's what, or did Courtney do it, right?
Whoa.
But that's
conspiracy.
Why the Unplugged, set was designed to look like it had, funeral flowers and candles and it was supposed to be like a memorial. For the career that was Nirvana.
Let us remember Nirvana.
You know what I'm saying?
I wonder how much it's infuriating people that I pronounce it that way.
Nirvana?
Nirvana White.
Yeah. I'm doing from the In Bloom video, where it looks like one of those type of black and white Ed Sullivan shows, and he goes, our next band is Nirvana!
Yeah, yeah.
That's how I'm saying it. By the way.
Couple of boys from up in Seattle.
That is my favorite Nirvana song, In Bloom. I love that song.
There's a lot of great songs.
That was me?
You got a point for Nirvana.
Nirvana.
To Dean.
Dean.
All right. My next one is Journey.
Ah. Seven bananas, my cat bird. Took the midnight train going bang, bang.
Just a city boy. South Detroit.
Anything that's played at every karaoke session. Fuck it.
Loving you with all
I will disagree in that Steve Perry has an amazing voice.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not to be overrated.
Yeah, but so does that fucking Cambodian kid they found.
But then, I was just about to say, but then a dude singing karaoke in a small Asian country was able to replicate it, so perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah, point for Dean.
But they, they are cheesy chick rock for sure.
Yep.
Yeah. Next on my list, old Rolling Stones.
Really? Like the old stuff?
No. Like,
oh, aging, them being old.
Them being old.
Oh.
And being the Rolling
Where
Stones.
Where does that start? You'd say, start me up.
Oh, wait, that's not that song.
That's the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Well, what's wrong with you?
The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And it's the Ohio Players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they have that one song that goes doo 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 doo. That's it. Sounds like a roller coaster.
I would say.
Roller coaster. Yeah,
yeah. I actually like that song.
Roller coaster. It does kind of sound like that. Now that I think of it.
Yeah.
I would say I would say Stones through the 60s, 70s, and even into the 80s.
So even Start Me Up.
Solid.
Oh wow. A lot of people don't. A lot of people jump off at Start It Up.
Every song since that song has sounded exactly like that song.
Can I tell you what though? They had one like 2 years ago called I forget. It was on their Greatest Hits album. It was one of those like we're gonna record a song for the Greatest Hits album. It was very good. I think it's called like Dead and Buried or some shit.
I don't know. I checked out.
It was quite good. I forget what the fucking name.
Like they
baby,
they,
won't you dance?
They went
me?
From they went from making really cool songs to just making like the same song over and over and over again.
Yeah,
and it became uninteresting to me.
Right, right, right.
It was. It's really like I don't know. Just sort of go. Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah.
Bam, bam.
I know when I the older Stones, the Paint It Black, the.
This really great song.
Just a
Sympathy
shot
for
away.
The Devil.
It's just a shot away.
Great song.
Love all those shits. I love all those shits.
From
love
like
all
the
those
first,
shits.
The first half of their 80-year career. Second half, it's like they're phoning it in.
Yeah.
It's really disappointed. But people still are like, oh my God, it's the greatest shit since sliced bread.
Yeah.
It's like, no, they used to be. But they've fallen off a little bit. And people have a hard time saying that about the Stones.
Right.
The Beatles, would have gone that way had they not broken up in 69
right,
or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Beatles.
Because, well, we'll get to the rest of my list later.
Yeah. Okay. Point for Corey.
Yeah.
Elderly Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
I recognize that this band is a good band.
Okay.
But I think a lot of their big hits sound exactly alike to me.
Bon Jovi.
No.
Oh,
good,
okay.
good one though. In fact, two of their biggest hits I cannot tell apart ever.
Really?
Yeah, I'm always like, which one is this?
Is this Smash Mouth or something?
No,
about?
It's U2.
Oh fuck. Joshua Tree is fantastic. Everything else is kind of so.
There's two songs that both start with chingly 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 chingly. Have and you, I'm like, I don't know which one. It's either Streets Have No Name or With or Without You. I don't know which one it is.
Both are great songs, though.
But they're the same song.
They are the same song. Have you seen the documentary, It Might Get Loud?
Is that the one where The Edge, Jack White, and...
Jimmy Page
are hanging out?
Fantastic documentary.
Right.
It's what got me interested and respecting Jack White.
Yeah.
And made me lose all respect for The Edge.
Well, this is what I've heard about it, because I haven't seen it. I've heard that, like, The Edge goes, yeah, this is the riff from Elevation without any effects on it. Dung, 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 dung.
That was
dung,
the moment.
Dung, dung.
That was the moment. He's like, he's playing this song. Yeah, it's epic fucking guitar sound. And he's like, so, like, you know, like, this sort of, you know, define my sound, because it's really hard. And he takes off all the effects, and he's like, it's really hard to come into band practice and be like, hey, guys, I got a new song. Jing. 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 And I was like,
yeah,
okay, you're not a guitarist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you too. I'm with you a little bit. Yeah. It doesn't help that Bono is such a douche.
There's you too I like. If Sunday Bloody Sunday actually comes on, I love that song.
It's a great song.
Sunday Bloody
Again,
Sunday.
Again, we're talking Joshua Tree here.
Yeah.
Great album.
Right. But it's those fucking giant, like, it's a beautiful day.
Shitty song.
Blah.
That song that they got nominated for, like, an Oscar and a...
Hello.
Well, no, that's not the song, but, like...
I made a vertigo.
Terrible song. Terrible song.
Yeah.
The one that they did for that Nelson Mandela movie?
I don't know.
Right? It's a terrible
song. I don't remember which one that is.
Terrible song. See, it's forgettable.
Yeah.
It's terrible. They're overrated. I agree with you. Points. Unless, Dean, did you have YouTube?
No, I didn't have YouTube.
Points for me. YouTube.
All right. Next one I've got is Queen.
Whoa!
I hate you so much, Dean. No!
That's a surprising one.
No!
I'm fucking tired of their songs.
No!
Which ones? All of them?
No!
All of them.
Fucking. That is surprise. That's the first, like, where we're like, what?
Why? Explain.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay.
That one's over the fuck plate.
It's overplayed, but it's a brilliant song.
I hate the song.
No. You get a point, obviously.
The only terrible song they have is Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
And I like that one.
That's a terrible song.
Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
Oh, I didn't know that was by
them. There goes my baby. Tell me how to rock and roll.
A jingle janging, a jingle janging. Like...
I like that song.
I don't know. That is.
She's
that
a killer. I think there's a lot of underrated Queen songs we never hear, like "Death on Two Legs."
Yeah.
From the Bohemian Rhapsody album.
Yeah.
Which is called "A Night at the Opera." Yeah. The Prophet song, which is just as long as Bohemian Rhapsody, but I like it a lot more.
I see.
Well, Bohemian Rhapsody got popular because, like, when he died of AIDS, and that song is about
it. Was
him.
In Wayne's World too.
And yeah, it was in Wayne's World.
Yeah.
Too.
I think Wayne's World 2 is why I hate Queen.
It was in Wayne's World 1.
It's the original Wayne's
World. Yeah.
But that song is a lot about his sort of struggle with his homosexuality and his disease and that kind of stuff. And it was a very vulnerable song. So that's the one that, like, a lot of people, that's why I think it became.
Bismillah.
Galileo.
Wait, when I let you go. Let me go. I do think a lot
let
of.
Me go.
I do think a lot of the appeal to that song secretly is that it's silly.
It's got a lot of voices.
There's
in it.
Funny part in the middle.
It's very serious.
I mean, Weird Al did a parody of that song without changing any of the lyrics. So
he just played it on the accordion.
Yeah.
He made it a lot. No. No.
Yeah.
That is a controversial one because there's a lot of Queen I love.
Yeah.
Under Pressure, Queen and David Bowie is one of my favorite songs.
It's a great
song. That
is
a good song. It's just most of the songs, they're not bad. I just heard them way too damn much.
It's an overplayed thing.
It is weird that they stole that bass line from Vanilla
Ice. My first three are all overplayed. Sublime, Nirvana, U2. I'm tired of hearing those on the radio.
I'm not saying it's a horrible band. I've heard it way too much in the wrong context, so that's probably it. Whatever.
Yeah.
All right.
Queen didn't steal that bass line from Vanilla.
I know, but I just didn't think that was a funny joke, so I ignored it.
I didn't want people to think that I actually thought
that. I didn't even hear you say that. That's funny.
The joke fell so flat.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Point for Dean. Controversial point for Dean.
I protest giving him that point.
I mean, it's his opinion.
I know.
Yeah.
It's just a wow. That's a big one.
Yeah.
That's a surprising one.
It might be his opinion, but it is wrong.
Yeah.
Queen is fantastic.
Yeah.
You're not going to like my Bootsy Collins next thing.
What? You wouldn't say that
you
about
would
your...
You never say.
Your own fucking...
Parliament Funkadelic.
Yeah. Adopted father.
Next on my list is... It's hard for me to say.
Really?
Because I absolutely...
Rush.
No,
you wouldn't say
I
that.
Absolutely love this musician.
Oh, okay.
And his impact on the musical industry and songwriting.
Can I guess?
Modern songwriting.
Can I guess?
Smash Mouth.
You can guess.
Close. Smashing Pumpkins.
No.
Okay.
Much more iconic and older than the Smashing Pumpkins. I'm saying, like...
If you say Neil Diamond, I walk.
No.
Okay.
No, this person was in one of the greatest bands of all time.
Oh, I know who we're talking about.
And then was in another band after that band.
I know.
That was also pretty great.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
But this person has released at least two or three albums recently that are just phoning it in.
Yeah.
And that's...
Can I guess?
You can try.
I'm going to sing one of his newer songs. Everybody wanna dance tonight.
Yes.
Everybody gonna feel all right.
That is Paul McCartney now. Paul McCartney right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
Sucks ass.
Everybody gonna
and
dance
everybody's
around
afraid.
Tonight.
I think the reason why he gets away with making those records is because everybody's like,
"Oh, it's Paul McCartney."
It's Paul McCartney.
Well, he's not Ringo.
Who's? Yeah, that's true. Who's gonna say, "Hey, Paul, that song kind of sucks"?
Yeah,
because he's a fucking brilliant songwriter, and he's written, I don't know, probably on the top 50 list of the most commercially successful and best songs ever written. Probably has a third of that list.
Yeah.
Right. He's falling off, man.
My next one is I just never got it. A lot of people I know, especially our age, is like, oh, they're coming out with a new album. Yay. And it's I just never got it. Radiohead.
Oh, Radiohead. You know?
Radiohead.
Yeah, I never really gave Radiohead a chance. So I don't know.
I've given him a chance, and I'm like, I don't get it. I don't get why this is good.
I was with them until after OK Computer.
I'll tell you what, that song Creep is a really good song. And then they were like, fuck that song. We're going to make horse shit.
High and Dry is fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, there's, Plastic Trees is a good song. they just started to get, like, sounds. They just became sounds.
Yeah.
After a while. And
I think they feel like they're more artsy. Like, mm-hmm. I think the guy's like, oh, I'm artsy. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's all high on himself.
Yeah. Burr, burr. Radiohead. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I've got, for my next one, Green Day.
I almost put Green Day.
Yeah.
Don't want to be an American anymore.
I hate that.
I think that album is overrated.
Yeah.
I don't think
it's such great satire because Americans are idiots.
I don't know that Green Day as a full band has been super highly regarded.
I listened to Green Day like when Green Day was big and we were young. Mm-hmm. But like listening to it now, I'm like, ugh, shut up. That fucking,
do you have the time to listen to my whiny?
I got this whiny voice that I use all the time, lambs, and.
Ugh, yeah.
Ugh.
It's like this weird affected blah, 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 blah.
It's like, well, it's like half Muppet, half whiny teenager.
Yeah. He's a teenager from San Francisco who...
He's trying to sound British.
He's trying to sound British.
Yeah.
He's trying to be the Sex Pistols.
Yeah. I guess.
I'm with you. I mean, yeah, I was a fan of Green Day's for a long time until American Idiot, really. And I was like, this is fucking stupid.
Wake me up when September ends.
Yeah.
Kermy.
Yeah.
Karate Chop.
Sound like a Muppet. It's like a fucking, what's that shitty Muppet that no one cares about with the glasses?
Oh, a Scooter?
Scooter. It's like a Scooter had a band.
Yep.
Scooter, you're not an animal. No one cares about you.
Scooter?
You're just a guy with worm hair. What the fuck's wrong with you?
We don't have time for your band tonight. Sorry, you're not going to get on
shit.
The Muppet Show.
Fuck.
Hey, Mr. Steamer, I was alone. I was all by myself.
No, when your room lucky. Looks kind of weird and you... Yeah, didn't Green Day do that?
You could be anywhere. I am a minority.
This is a Tom Likas show.
I watched there's a documentary about Green Day's American Idiot becoming a Broadway show.
Oh, no. Really? Did that happen?
I watched it. It was a pretty interesting documentary. Didn't make the songs any better.
Yeah.
The fact that they were well suited for a Broadway show sort of like proved my own point in my head that the songs had lost their sort of Green Day edge.
I want Styx to do their Mr. Roboto Broadway show. All right.
Domo.
Point for Dean.
Domo. Yep.
Dean Day.
Next on my list is a band that a ton of people love and I don't understand.
Ah.
I don't understand at all. Never got this band. Mainly because I kind of hate the singer.
Okay.
Nothing about this band appeals to me. People consider this guy like super art god.
I already know who you're talking about, and they almost made my list.
And they're just too fucking depressing and annoying. Like nothing about it makes any sense. There's only one song of theirs that I like, and it's an instrumental. And that's because my next artist is the Smiths/Morrissey.
Oh, I was completely wrong. I thought you were going to say Weezer.
No, I love Weezer, except for Weezer Now. Weezer Now sucks. But
well, no, I was going to because I hate Rivers Cuomo and is like, I'm a recluse horse shit.
Yeah, he is a bit pretentious.
Yeah, he's very pretentious.
There was a lot of that in from the 90s groups that sort of made it big.
Yeah.
Like Billy Corgan is a lot like that. He's super douche about his art.
Yeah.
And it's like, he's not that good, dude.
I had a time period where I thought he was British.
Billy Corgan?
I had no clue he was not British.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that when he shaved his head and started wearing dresses?
No, that doesn't mean anything. I just, for some reason, was under the impression he was British.
So no, like,
I'm Billy Corgan.
Like this. Yeah.
I do like some Smashing Pumpkins.
I like some Smashing Pumpkins too. I checked out once he became electronic Billy Corgan.
I think their most recent album's pretty good. Oceana? That's pretty good.
I didn't care enough to.
You didn't even like bother checking. Yeah. I get that.
Yeah.
I don't even give a fuck.
They like Green Day. Like they could continue to release albums. I'm off that train. Sorry.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. But okay, yeah. So
the Smiths, Morrissey,
yeah. Man. That was big for some reason in the Latino community in Orange County.
Yeah, I don't know what that's all
I don't
about.
Know if that's across the nation, but in Orange County, there was a lot of the Mexican dudes at school with the greased hair with Smiths on their backpack. I was like, I wouldn't have made this connection before.
Yeah, I kind of remember that too.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I don't get the Smiths at all.
What was their big thing? What's their big song?
I.
What should you know? What can you say?
I go about things the wrong way. I am human and I need to be loved.
I actually like that song.
Just like everybody has.
True fact, God, that was the theme song to the show Charmed.
Really?
Yeah, not why I like that song. But that's the only song of theirs I know, is that song.
Nothing is.
If you would have asked me
about the Smiths, to me,
if you would have asked me if the Smiths was a one hit wonder, I would have said, "Oh yeah, because of that one song."
No, they got a ton of hits.
Yeah, and I have no clue. Yeah. I was never on my radar that much.
To me, they're like the Kmart Cure.
Kmart Cure.
I mean, like they're the Kmart version of the Cure.
Yeah, no, I got what you mean.
That sounds like some lefty documentary about
the Kmart Cure. Yeah. Michael Moore, the Kmart Cure. We went to Cuba and went to their Kmart, and it's way better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Smiths.
Smiths. Okay. And Morrissey.
Morrissey.
Yeah.
The Smiths because of Morrissey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because like I said, they have a song, I think it's called like Oscillate Wildly. Instrumental.
Oscillate Wildly?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
So that means turn back and forth, but wildly?
Sure.
That's not oscillating. That's more like wobbling.
Well, isn't an oscillating fan when it turns automatically?
Like, yeah, oscillate means that there's a regular rhythm to
it. I could be wrong
wildly
about the name
means
of the song.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Whatever. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Point for Corey. My last one. We're on the verge of a three-way come dancers, by the way.
Yes, we are. It's all down to this.
My last one. I didn't even know this band was on anybody's radar. I thought they were a one-hit wonder, but then when they're like
Duran Duran.
No, when their second album came out a few years ago, there was this huge like, "Oh my god, they're releasing a new album." Yes. And I was like, "Where is this coming from?"
So not Aha.
No, this is a few years ago. Gorillaz.
Really?
Yeah, I almost put Gorillaz on my list, although I like some other songs.
I only know I happen. Feeling back at sunshine.
I hate that song.
And I'm going to stop.
Finally,
someone
let me out of my cage.
I'm going to stop everyone right now. I know they have a song called Bill Murray. I listened to it and it's not good. I'm sorry. Anyway, I thought that they were a one hit wonder from that song. Like, oh, a cartoon band. And then they had a new album come out a few years ago called like, I don't forget what it's fucking called. Plastic Neon Horseshit.
Plastic Beach, I think.
Plastic Beach, whatever. And then like the internet was like, yeah, new Gorillaz. And I was like, what? Mm. I didn't know people were clamoring for new Gorillaz.
I would agree that their albums have progressively gotten worse.
Right.
You know, like,
but people loved that album, apparently. The new album.
There's fewer songs on each album that are really good, but there still are songs that are really good.
Yeah, fucking no clue. I'm just like, yeah,
I
don't get it.
I like Dirty Harry. That's a good song.
I'm dirty. Harry boy, I'm bibber. Harry,
feel good.
That song's so overplayed.
Yeah,
Jesus. That's them. You know that was them. I don't like that song though. I liked it until they overplayed it.
So that's my last one. So I get 5 points.
Well, I had, I'm gonna go with, the Big Lebowski here and say, I fucking hate the Eagles.
I'm kinda with you. Yeah. There's a lot of shitty Eagles songs.
I wanna get an app that like blocks out Hotel California from like anything.
I was like, I'll sometimes just think of weird nerdigory, like lists on my own. Almost like Nerdigories. And I was thinking, like, what are good driving songs? Songs to listen to while driving. So I was like, Golden Earring, fucking Radar Love. Great song to listen to while driving. And then I thought, Life in the Fast Lane. And I'm like, no, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That song sucks. Like, I had a whole revelation. Like, wait a minute. Life in the Fast Lane is an awful song.
Life in the Fast Lane.
Try to make illusion. It's not even, like, quick. Like, you, like a driving song would be. Life in the Fast Lane, sure to make you lose your mind.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. I think Hotel California's guitar solo is super iconic. But yeah, I could easily never listen to Eagles again and be perfectly satisfied. And fuck Dirty Laundry.
Yeah.
Which is his solo shit.
Don Henley's solo stuff is it's pretty shitty.
Big winner up, big winner down.
Big winner up, big winner down.
I had a spicy drink, I had a lot to drink. That's that song, basically. I get knocked down. I get up again.
He maybe had one song on his solo that was okay.
Boys of Summer.
That's
I can't tell you my love for you will still be strong.
Yeah, that cover of that Atari song was pretty good. the Eagles kind of suck.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm with you. Although there is a lot of people who are like, "Fuck the Eagles." Fuck them.
Fuck them.
So point for Dean. So at least you two are tied.
Me and Dean are gonna come dance. Well, I mean, clearly you are too.
I could have not written a fifth response.
Oh, that's true. You could have. Yeah.
Or it could get disqualified. Yeah. Although I don't think it will. Last on my list is fucking Prince.
I like Prince.
I like Prince too.
Yeah.
Prince.
Kiss. Bad Dance.
Okay, I fucking hate Bad Dance.
I know, I am kidding.
How can you just leave me standing alone in a world that's so cold? I'm trying to seduce Corey into liking Prince.
Here's the thing.
Maybe I'm just too demanding.
He's a good songwriter.
Yeah.
I'll give him that.
He wrote What If God Was One of Us.
Did he write that?
Yeah, he wrote that for Joan Osborne.
Fantastic songwriter.
Yeah.
He's an underrated guitar player.
He also wrote Manic Monday for the Bengals.
Really?
Yes.
Fantastic songwriter.
Yeah.
I'm not disputing that. Yeah. Fantastic songwriter.
He also wrote Bat Dance for the Batman soundtrack.
Underrated guitarist. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
His albums are terrible.
I definitely like his new shit is bad. Really bad.
The audio recordings are unlistenable to me.
And can I tell you a song that everyone loves of Prince that I fucking hate? 1999. Fuck that song.
Oh yeah, I don't like that song. No.
Fuck that fucking song. I'm tired of it.
The only time I've liked songs that Prince has written are when other people do them.
You're fucking Joan Osborne and the Bengals.
And when the Foo Fighters did Darling Nikki and Incubus did
I forgot to put Incubus.
Really?
I fucking hate them. I don't get it. I don't get so Incubus much. At all.
Love Incubus so much.
In fact, I thought they were Radiohead for a little while.
What? Totally not.
I know.
Oh, he should give you some deep cuts. I should doors you like your cousin did.
Yeah.
With Incubus. Incubus did, what's that? Dearly Beloved, We are gathered here today for this thing called Let's Go Crazy.
Oh, let's go, let's go.
I like them doing it better.
Yeah.
It just, the audio quality of his albums blows.
That's true.
I can't stand to listen to Prince.
True. I always like Morris Day better. I always rooted for him in,
and the Time?
In Purple Rain. Cause he's like the rival. Yeah. Morris Day and the Time, and I always liked him better.
And, Purple Rain sucks as a movie.
It is a shitty movie, and fuck that movie. Movie. What do you say, Dean?
I've never seen it.
Yeah, so. Don't watch it. It's dumb.
Purple Rain is terrible.
Yeah.
I feel that way about most movies that are made for songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel a lot of hate mail coming my way.
Gives a shit.
There are some diehard Prince fans, but yeah. I think he's provocative.
Yeah.
Having the assless pants on national television was interesting.
Right.
His style is cool. He's only like 4'11".
You know what I do hate is that, like,
he wears a size 4 men's shoe.
He won't let Weird Al do a cover.
He hates when people cover his songs.
Yeah, he does not like that. Unless he specifically wrote it for somebody to cover.
He hates a Weird Al song. That the Foo Fighters did, Darling Nikki.
Yeah.
And that's why when he did his Super Bowl, he started by covering a Foo Fighters song. Like, eh, fuck you guys. I can do it too.
Don't wanna be a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
I think we need to get to the important thing now is that we are in a three-way cum dancer situation because none of us canceled. Cum dancers.
I came up with the last one.
Yeah, you did come up with the last two.
Yeah.
I'll go first since I
Prettiest.
Yeah.
Department stores.
Mervyn's.
Macy's.
Ross.
Sears.
JCPenney.
Did you say Mervyn's?
Yeah.
It doesn't exist anymore.
But it was a department
forever,
store.
Yeah, Forever 21.
Target.
Route 21.
Nordstrom's.
Burke Williams. Fuck, that's a spa! Dean.
Oh, I gotta go. I'm out.
Corey, you just won.
Kohl's.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yay!
Hey, Corey won.
I know places, old mom's shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, where you aren't hitting on their teenage daughters.
Yeah.
It was sort of poetic that I got to end with Kohl's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun times. All right. Plugs.
Dean, go. Yeah, I forgot the order we do this in.
Search for Dean Bottino on Google.
There you go. That's the easiest way to plug. Search for Doc Wheatley on Google. Or Docky Wheats. You'll find me in both.
Or just go to DocWheatley.com.
You can go to DocWheatley.com. Get on Dockers, remember. Corey, plugs.
You can follow me on Twitter at Corey D. Cook. You can follow my record label at Arcadian Records.
At Arcadian Records
on Twitter. Instagram is at The Arcadian Records.
Not confusing at all.
Yeah. Somebody else took Arcadian Records. And
what
then
a dick.
Doesn't post anything.
Not even dick pics.
It's weird.
Do you guys have a trademark? I bet you could be like, Dear Instagram, give me.
I probably could. We have a new album coming out through Arcadian Records.
Re-release of Appetite for Destruction.
It's Chinese Democracy.
Plug your artist.
Our artist, Jeff Martin, is coming out with his debut EP. It's
Jumpin', Jivin', and Jerkin' Jeff Martin.
Yep, it's you have to add an additional one every week.
Every time.
I'm going to try to get him to come on the podcast and be a guest if you guys want.
Good.
His EP, it should be out by the end of August.
Okay. Around the time Doctor Who premieres.
Yes. So the end of August, look for the EP from Jeff Martin. You can also go to his Facebook page. That's facebook.com/ Jeff Martin Irie. JEFMARTINIRIE.
IRIE?
Yeah, it's a reggae term. He's a reggae singer-songwriter that...
Is it like, all right?
It's a state of being happy.
Oh, okay.
Happy.
Usually obtained by smoking weed.
I'm happy.
But everything is perfectly in balance.
Yeah.
You know?
If everything could ever be this good forever.
Yes, exactly.
If everything could ever be this good again.
Yes. Yeah. That's Irie.
Yeah. Got it.
ID.
And it's a little bit more Ben Harper than it is Bob Marley. In that it's more like acoustical.
Bob Marley, bucka bucka booter.
It's like acoustical folk reggae.
There's one that any of us probably could have included.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yeah, a little bit overplayed.
Fucker bonus.
Fuck Flea.
If I didn't hate Prince so much, they would have totally made me.
Flea's a great bassist.
Amazing bassist.
Yeah.
You know, Chad Smith is a fucking monster drummer.
Yeah. George Clinton, I think, was producing that band for a while.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
Because
their
musicianship is fantastic. Anthony Kiedis, somewhere along the line, decided that he wanted to be Scatman Crothers and does nothing but like half of his songs are
all just
gibberish.
That one where he starts acting Chinese in the middle of it? Ding, ding, dong, dong, ding, ding, ding.
I have no idea.
Chinese firecrackers?
No idea.
It was around the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ming long, ming nong, ding, 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 ding. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, he's Anthony Kiedis' voice live? Bad.
His voice is auto-tuned live. Did you know that?
No.
I heard that from a an engineer who will be remain nameless.
Yeah.
You heard it first.
I keep interrupting your plug.
Sorry, yeah. So go to ArcadianRecords.com or follow us on all those venues. Follow Jeff on his Facebook page. Like we said, look for his
Facebook.com/Jeff Martin.
Irie.
Me, myself, and Irie.
Yeah, I mean, I gave you guys a sample.
We heard some Jeff Martin before the show today. It was very good.
Yeah.
So, you know, take their advice.
It was so fun. It was fun stuff. It was fun.
Put me in a state of Irie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Other than that.
It was jumping in, jiving in, jerking.
Jerk
chicken. All those things.
Other than that, go to theshykids.com for all past episodes and
all future episodes.
And all future episodes.
Yeah, they're not there yet, but they will be.
Those will become downloadable Mondays.
Mondays after they air on Saturdays.
Every mornings, yeah. Where do they air on Saturdays?
They air on morelikeradio.com. Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. There's a chat room. You can go in there. One of us might be in it.
Morelikeradio.com/live.
Yeah, we're on right after It's All About Me.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is not about me.
No. It's about them.
It's about
ironically
them.
Enough.
Yeah. It's all about them.
Yeah. You can follow the show on Twitter. What's that Twitter handle?
At Shy Kids Podcast.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Or you can visit our Facebook page and like the shit out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's facebook.com/
The Shy Kids.
Done.
Don't like the shit out of it because you'll just unlike it.
Well, yeah. Just like it once.
Like it once.
And then tell your friends. And then invite all of your friends to like our page.
Like it an even number of times.
Make all your friends like our page.
You can always get our show on Stitcher and iTunes. Please rate and review us. That helps our listings, apparently. Is there anything else? Oh, email us.
Email us. comments@theshykids.com.
If you have questions, suggestions.
We'll read the shit on the air.
Dick pics.
Yeah.
A lot
of our like fairly recent topics were like fan suggested.
And they've been beautiful.
They've been one glorious.
Thank you for listening. Thank you guys for doing this.
Who, me?
Huh?
Who, me?
You too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
I
opened
I
up today about daddy issues.
Yeah, today was daddy issues and music.
I don't think I've said to you guys yet, as we're approaching the sort of year mark of this podcast, I don't know that I've actually said
He's
how...
He's firing us.
No. Quite the opposite. I'm leaving.
Oh.
It's your show now.
Oh, okay. We don't know how to do the sound equipment.
I'll train you before I go.
Yeah.
Can we
get your wife to replace you? I want to hear Corey's stories.
I don't think I've said how much I appreciate you guys, coming along this journey with me. I mean, when I asked, almost a year or about a year ago.
Yeah.
Didn't think it was going to be, I had hoped it was going to be this fun. I had hoped it was going to be this, this productive.
Right.
Part of our sort of time together. I had a feeling it was going to be funny.
Yeah.
I did not expect it to surpass my expectations. And I just want to say thank you to you guys.
Are you saying you didn't expect it to surpass your expectations?
Wait, did I say that?
Yes, you did. Nobody expects anything to pass their
expectations. By definition, it can't pass your expectations. You can't expect it to pass your expectations. We're just shitting on his compliments at this point.
Thank you. We're bad at taking compliments because we didn't have a father validating us.
I thought it was going to be funny. it's way better than I had expected.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Does that make more sense?
Yeah. That makes more sense.
Just trying to be sincere.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't get away with that shit.
Your expectations past your expectations. I get it.
And thanks for keeping me in check, guys.
Yes.
There you go.
Aside from that, as always, remember.
This never happened.
Yeah.